In maternity services there to help tackle huge debts at a neighbouring NHS trust. But then yesterday, the High Court ruled that the plans were unlawful. Now, earlier we spoke to former NHS Trust Chairman Roy Lilly, who said that it was unlikely that the government would appeal.
Reading the judgment and knowing what I know about the legislation, I would say it was a very foolish thing to do. They'll just tip more money into the courts when really we want them to tip more money into the ward.
Well, joining us now is Dr. Tony O'Sullivan, consultant paediatrician for Lewisham Healthcare NHS Trust. Apologies, Dr. Tony, there, I mispronounced your title. How are you feeling about this victory for Lewisham?
I'm feeling a huge sense of vindication. I think what you've just quoted from Roy Lilly is that the government had absolutely no case. They were acting unlawfully. They've put the whole health economy, the community of Lewisham and the hospital through a terrible time in the last year. They've done damage to the local health economy. They've wasted a whole stack of money. And I think we've been vindicated. The process was being used unlawfully, designed for one trust in trouble, and it came out to attack one of the best hospitals in the country, top 40 hospitals, 5 years running, balancing our financial books, 7 years running, loads of plaudits for how good a hospital it is. Not perfect, but very, very good.
And, of course, you had loads of campaigners out. How much did they help?
It was fantastic. It gave the confidence to the staff to continue through a real sense of injustice and depression. And there's a real problem, by the way. You know, you've heard the term planning blight. When there's a plan to close a hospital, staff who, you know, they've got their careers to think of, their children to think of, they start looking for other jobs. The sense of community supporting the hospital and the GP supporting the hospital and the council gave us the strength to carry on as usual and see this out. And we've defeated the government in the court. If Jeremy Hunt can't accept that he's been acting unlawfully, then he's just acting a little bit like a school ground bully and won't concede that they were just wrong.
OK, now we've had effectively a battle between Lewisham and the government on this one. If they don't appeal but go back to the drawing board and say they need to make changes to sort out the trust, is there room for negotiation? Are there things you could bring to the table, or is it simply that you would not want to speak to them about this?
Well, we've already done a lot of negotiation. The trust that was in trouble has actually been virtually destroyed now by this process. It's one of the recommendations that is broken up on the 1st of October. And our trust, Lewisham Healthcare Trust, has agreed to take over Queen Elizabeth Woolwich, which is the major hospital for the people of Greenwich. So between us, that's nearly 600,000 people. We will willingly take on that. We've got colleagues there. They run good services. And our aim will be to provide good services for over 500,000 people. But there are two issues, really. It's a local issue, but it's also a national issue. And maybe, I don't know if you were going to ask me this, but there's the accusation that we're being NIMBYist, that we don't want anything going wrong in our backyard. And that's just so unfair that there's an issue of lack of accountability. On a Today programme earlier on your other channel, there was somebody saying that there was clinical consensus for these changes. That is so close to being a lie that I know I'm on radio, but it's just not true. I was one of the people in those clinical rooms where we weren't allowed to challenge what was being said. So there's a local issue that, unless you have buy-in from local GPs and councils, you are going to make a very big mistake.
There's
also a national issue about what way forward, and you know, responsible people need to know that there are billions of pounds hemorrhaging out of the health service for very, very irresponsibly agreed private finance initiative agreements and consultancy fees. Over £6 million was wasted on this process in South London. £6 million. And McKinsey's, the national consultants, and many other consultancies are actually getting hundreds of millions of pounds a year. And that is one of the disgraceful aspects of the moment.
Although I'm sure the government might say they need to spend that money, as have previous governments, because they need to plan and to be sure the decisions they're making are the right decisions. But we must leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us, Dr. Tony O'Sullivan, consultant paediatrician for Lewisham Healthcare NHS Trust. It's now 8:53.
We've been asking for your comments after a surge in parking charges meant that councils are expecting to make a £2 billion profit. And we've had this email from a Romfordian I live in Romford. Otherwise, I'm Romfordian. And Havering Council is proposing to introduce residence parking permits on the estate where I live. On my road, there are 41 houses and bays for 5 cars.
Over to you, London, on that one. Not too late to get your thoughts on air with me, Paul.